This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have your marketing company's very own Frank Allgood. He's here talking about how the firm has introduced a training for immersive member experiences that really addresses the internal and external brand's importance. So yeah, really good stuff here from Frank, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have your marketing company's very own Frank Allgood with us. Frank, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Hope you're doing well as well.
I am. I'm better now that you're here because we get to talk about a cool program that you guys at your marketing company, or YMC, using the acronym, have created. It's you guys have introduced a training for immersive member experiences. So this is a kind of a new thing that you guys are doing there. So can you give us a quick overview just to kind of lay the foundation here?
Absolutely. Michael, I'm sure if I were to ask you, what is one of the biggest challenges facing credit unions today? That hiring and retaining good quality workers is probably on the top of the list. Yep. Yes, we need more loans, we need more deposits, but at the end of the day, how do we keep good people? And what we believe here at YMC is that marketing and retail customer service are certainly intertwined, whether it's online or in person at the branch. Mm-hmm. And that is what we have developed is on-site staff training, where we can really hone in on your frontline staff, your leadership, even HR and marketing. How can we help you improve things so that you have a better culture, a better place to work, to become a best place to work, and ultimately see those gains through better loans, better deposits, and so forth by creating that better member experience?
So it's kind of an internal and an external thing, right? So you're creating a great environment to work in, but also providing that great member service as well. So you're kind of getting one bird with two stones, or two stones with one bird? Oh gosh, I'm getting all mixed up. I apologize. should stay away from that stuff. But anyway, yeah. So how exactly does it work? Because you mentioned that you guys go on site and you kind of create a one day workshop, I'm assuming, or how does it work exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. Much like you would do like strategic planning, mm-hmm. with on-site staff training, we're going to come to you. We're going to spend typically a day, maybe a day and a half with your team. And we're going to develop a program specifically for what your credit union is in need of. I think back to in November, I was visiting a credit union out in California. And it was actually a brand new CEO who was taking over for somebody else. He had been in the seat for about a year.
Yeah.
And what he really wanted me to do is to come in and talk about goals. He felt like the staff just did not have a good grasp of setting personal goals and then team goals and then credit union goals. How do all of those things mix together? Right. So we had a really good conversation centered around goals. But then I think back in January of this year, I went to another credit union up in Virginia, and their task was they had a fantastic 2023. And in that case, it was a new CEO too. and she had only been the CEO for a couple of months.
Oh, wow.
But she wanted really to make sure that because there was that quick transition of her coming in, that everyone stayed motivated, that they had a fantastic 2023, and she wanted to make sure that came into 2024. So it was really talking about the mission, talking about what we're doing, celebrating the successes, and really driving home that we're going to make 2024 even better than 2023.
Yeah. Keep that momentum going, so to speak, for sure. Yeah. So do you go in and assess what they're doing? Or, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of preparations beforehand before you go in and kind of lay the groundwork, so to speak, and then move forward from there. So, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of conversations that I have with usually the leadership or the CEO to find out what their ailments are.
Yeah.
And we really cater a program around that. But if I kind of put it into buckets, it can be things from brand experience. We can have a greater conversation about brand and how it relates to us. I often say, At the center of everything is your brand, and right around it are your people, thoughts, and actions.
Okay.
And so that's your internal culture, your internal brand, right? Mm-hmm. And that's going to influence your strategic plan. Sure. And your strategic plan is going to influence your external marketing. So you can kind of see how it all interrelates. So yeah. We can have a good conversation about branding. We can have conversations about productivity. We can have conversations about sales training, how to cross-sell. How do we get more products per member? And when you're dealing with frontline staff and credit union land, and we use that S word of sales, they can kind of get a little bit, not sure I want to go there. But if we change the script and we talk about, no, you're providing solutions and you're really helping the member improve their quality of life, then it's a different discussion. So we can talk about sales strategies, how to cross sell, that sort of thing. Leadership. Sometimes I come in and I'm just speaking to upcoming leaders or the operations staff. How can they do a better job of team development, change management, quality control? Mm-hmm. What are those things? And then the last thing is going back to productivity. If I were to go to a credit union and I ask the staff, I say, hey, what is the one thing that you need? And a lot of them will talk about, oh, we're very test saturated. We need to hire new people. Well, that's often a limiting belief, right? You can see it. You can understand why.
Right.
Because they understand, I know that I'm overwhelmed. Therefore, I need someone else to come in to take the space. Well, if we can have a conversation in terms of how can we improve productivity by 10, 20, 30% by doing things just differently, not doing the same way we've always done it, but really have a good conversation about what can we automate? What can we delegate? What do we need to stop doing? Then that opens up capacity, and then they can have a better place to work.
Yeah.
So really that's what we're getting into when we're talking about staff training. It's not a one bucket for all. It really depends on what the credit union's experience.
Yeah. And this isn't a one or two day deal. This is because I was reading in the press release, this can go on for you can continuously have this training for up to 6 months or more. Is that kind of check-ins or something like that down the line? Or
They're check-ins, definitely. Because what's the one thing when you have in strategic planning and they come in and they generate this plan and where does it go? It goes right on the shelf.
Yeah, it gets a little dusty up there.
Look at it again.
Yeah.
Right? So Bo McDonald, who does strategic planning, he does it the same way that I do it as well when it comes to the staff training. We want to do check-ins. So coming in 2-3 weeks after, has the honeymoon already ended? It may have. Let's reconnect. How can we make sure that we stay on the right path? So yeah, we do check-ins throughout the year to make sure that they're still on the right path. And new challenges emerge. We'll provide coaching as we go along.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the speed of business today has never been faster, and you guys know that all too well. So to handle that stuff for sure. So I want to step back a little bit. What sparked this idea? Because I was reading in the press release, because it was quoted in there, or it was said in there, that there's a disconnect between member experience, marketing, and brand. Kind of what you talked about at the top of the show. So was this kind of what created got this going, and to kind of create this connection between the three?
Absolutely. One is when we talk to our clients, we've been in this space for over 15 years, right? So we've seen and heard it all. And staffing has always been a major challenge. I could say even from the perspective of marketing side, we could see credit unions where you have a smaller credit union, they have one loan officer, and then you have another credit union that's much larger that has three loan officers, mm-hmm. and that one loan officer can outperform these three. Why is that?
Ah, yeah.
And so really getting a better understanding of what is holding them back. What are the challenges? What are the root causes? Mm-hmm. So can we get in there and help alleviate those? We've also seen from a marketing standpoint where we've had credit unions where we have done, I'm going to brag on ourselves, a phenomenal job marketing. Okay. We can show them the data and say, hey, everybody's coming in. Your phones are ringing off the hook. Why aren't you closing more loans? And it gets back to what is that customer service level once they go in the door, mm-hmm. or once they get online and they fill mm-hmm. out the application, or when they chat with somebody and it just sounds like a robot online. So it really is a holistic message when we're talking about all these different touch points that a member or a consumer could have with us. What is that like? What is that member experience like? So it's never ending.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say that I have a silver bullet for everything either. I'm not going to lie. But to go in and really dig in deep a little bit,
yeah.
I think that's why we're doing this, is because we have found that there are so many great small and mid-sized credit unions that there's something just holding them back from kind of taking that next level. And we want to help them along the way.
Well, you mentioned in the same press release that it's a premier experience stager. Is that the correct terminology there?
Yeah, yeah.
So can you explain that? Yeah.
Absolutely. That it's really going back to that holistic side of things. Like when someone interacts with you on the phone, or they go into a branch, or they are visiting your website and they're filling out some kind of form, or let's say they go to their website and they bounce off, and then you're doing digital ads that correspond with that. How does this all interconnect? How do we have a better member journey along the way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean by being a premier stager, is making sure that everything is connected and understood. And it also means that the same message doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be on every single platform.
Okay.
Some messages need to be for this platform. Some messages need to be for this platform.
Okay.
But overall, do we have a cohesive strategy to be able to serve the member well?
Okay, gotcha. I see that. And talk to me about, again, the internal and external brands important. What is the importance of this? Because again, it sounds like it's two birds with one stone. Frank, I got it. It just came to me. But so it sounds like you are getting two birds with one stone here, the external and the internal. Can you share with me the importance of this?
Yeah. It goes back to being a best place to work. If you think about the companies, the brands that you interact with, that you enjoy, chances are the people that work there also enjoy it as well.
Totally agreed. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So if we're going to say, well, as a credit union, we do so much for the community. We are very much in enthralled with what our SEGs are doing, whoever our membership base is. But yet we have a revolving door of people going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're actually just lying to ourselves that we are doing what we think we're doing.
Yeah.
We need to, the two need to go hand in hand. If people are staying, they're engaged, and they're loving their work, they're loving what they're doing, they understand the true meaning of the credit union movement beyond International Credit Union Day. One of my pet peeves. I'll get on that another phone call with you. But we shouldn't be talking about International Credit Union Day just one day of the year. It should be a holistic
everyday
conversation we're having with our
team. I got you.
So if we can get their true buy-in, then it's no longer a job, it's a career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and happy staff, happy members. So yeah, again, all goes hand in hand for sure. Exactly. And kind of traditionally, my last question is talking about goals, what you guys want to achieve. And I was reading in there again, like, is kind of helping credit unions remain relevant, if not vibrant, and to kind of polish and shine their member service. Is this kind of the big audacious goal that you guys want to do for credit unions here?
Absolutely. So you hit the nail on the head with that. For our retainer clients, folks that work with us, you know, every day, we also launched in 2024 something called the Learning Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is, I don't even know if it was mentioned in the press release, because again, it's only for our retainer clients.
Yeah.
But what the Learning Resource Center is designed to do is, you go in and you have articles, you have videos that I have done. They're usually short format, 3 to 5 minutes tops.
Mm-hmm.
There's some financial education materials there. And it's all geared for going out to our clients and saying, hey, here's some new material that you might want to share with your team.
Mm-hmm.
So from here's some information on sales strategies. Here's some information on here's a worksheet that you could send your team and really kind of hone in maybe on what some of the core issues are with your credit union. So it's having that slow drip of content that they can tap into.
Yeah.
So it's really gets back down to, at the end of the day, we want to create meaningful experiences for our members. And the way we're going to do that is making sure that our staff has bought in.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. And by the way, that quote was from Bo, not me. So I want to give him full attribution.
There you go. Bo McDonald made that quote.
That's right. That's right. So, all right. Anything else to add to wrap up? Where can folks find out more information on this and give you guys a call if they want have more questions?
Absolutely. You can go to yourmarketing.co.
Okay.
And you'll be able to find a tab that says on-site staff training, as well as our other services that we offer. And I'd be happy to talk to them about coming out and seeing them sometime this year.
Right on. Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes so folks can get right to it. So good stuff. All right, Frank, anything else to add before I let you get back to work?
I just appreciate the opportunity.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.